nothing less than overt acts of aggression against the American people and their rights.
Exercise your rights in a safe way.
Stupidity to think that someone hell-bent on violating the law against murder will magically be stopped by a gun control law.
Politicians that infringe on our God-given rights. He calls them out. He's not here to play.
Yes, let's go. You heard the man. Welcome to the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. This is the podcast all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and all things pertaining thereto. And you know me, I am Royce, your host. Yep, still dripping of gunshot residue and toxic masculinity, and a tantalizing whiff of the cologne of my people, Hops Number 9. If you'd like to have first access to all episodes, hit me up at patreon.com/Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. Sponsor the program for as little as $5 a month. Get some cool merchandise and first access to all episodes, plus media content that other people just don't get. And also, there's a social media page for this program, the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast page on Farcebook. You can check out all the links to all of the various podcast platforms, the most popular ones. This podcast is on all of the major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and all the other ones, you name it. It's on there, iHeartRadio especially. So you don't have any excuse for missing the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. Also, if you message me there on the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast page on Farcebook, I always respond. Sometimes it might take a day or two. Sometimes it's immediate, but I will always get back to you. Don't be afraid to reach out to me with some questions or comments, whatever the case may be. I will get back to you. Or if you prefer email, Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com. Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com, and I will return your message there. Now, the giant elephant in the room. Gee, I bet you can't guess what I'm talking about right now. And I'm actually releasing this podcast a day or two earlier than I had planned on it. Usually I try to get them out on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I think this one really needs to be more, released in a more timely fashion, okay? Because once again, a scumbag, a manifesto writing racial, you know, racially motivated scumbag has decided to wage warfare against his fellow citizens here in America. He committed a terrible act of treason in his mass shooting. And this happened in New York, and CNN reports. Now, by the way, when I go through this article, I have interjected one particular phrase throughout the entire article, and you're going to know exactly what it is. And especially when I get to it, you'll understand. I'm going to emphasize it very strongly because it needs to be emphasized. This particular phrase needs emphasis put upon it. So as we go through it, I guarantee you'll pick up on what the phrase is immediately. I'm going to put it in the first sentence of the article. 10 unarmed, defenseless people were killed in a racially motivated mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York on Saturday, by a suspect in tactical gear who was live streaming the attack, law enforcement officials said during a news conference. Now, that's pretty scummy. He's actually videotaping his deeds. This guy obviously had no fear of the law, no fear of consequences. And yes, there are many people like this who walk among us. They feel that they're superior to us or a particular race or a particular class of people, you know, a lot like the government does. Right. And they think it's okay to wage warfare against their own fellow citizens because they're somehow above them and they have the right to somehow. So just the fact that he videotaped what he was doing was pretty sick. Back to the article. The shooting occurred Saturday afternoon at a Tops Friendly market store. The suspect in the shooting, a white male, is in custody, police said. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, they went to great lengths to make this a racially motivated crime. I'm not entirely sure that it is. It may be, I don't know, but the media always loves to create racial divides and disparities here in this country. It's what they excel at, so take it with a grain of salt. The suspect in the shooting, a white male, is in custody, police said. He was identified as Peyton Gendron, 18 years old. 18 years old. Gee, that was the same age as the Parkland shooter. Gee, that might also have had some of the bearing here in Florida in 2018 when a bunch of so-called Republicans and Democrat communists banded together to inflict another pile of infringements upon the people of Florida because of the actions of one teenager. Sorry, I got off track there. He pleaded not guilty to the first-degree murder charges brought against him in court Saturday night. Buffalo City Court Chief Judge Craig Hanna tells CNN, 13 unarmed, defenseless people were shot in the attack, and 10 have died. Have you figured out the phrase yet? Of those unarmed, defenseless people who were shot, 11 were black and 2 were white. Well, gee, it can't be totally racially motivated then, can it? 2 people were white. 2 people remain hospitalized in stable condition, a spokesperson for Erie County Medical Center told CNN. Authorities say the suspected Buffalo supermarket shooter traveled from hours away. Here's what we know. Saturday's massacre in Buffalo is the latest high-profile mass shooting of unarmed, defenseless people in which authorities have said the suspect was motivated by hate, including attacks at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, and the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Well, don't you see how the media does this? They immediately gin up all this. Oh, look at this. And they connect it all. And it might be connected, but it's just, they just have this nasty habit of exacerbating underlying tensions here in this country. Back to the article. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the mass shooting of unarmed, defenseless victims as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism, according to a statement from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. His statement was, the Justice Department is committed to conducting a thorough and expeditious investigation of this shooting of unarmed, defenseless victims and seeking justice for those innocent, unarmed, defenseless victims, the statement said. The FBI is assisting in the investigation. Stephen Belognia, a special agent in charge of the FBI Buffalo field office, said at the news conference, oh, how comforting! The FBI is on the job. My goodness, that's going to bring all of the dead back to life, and it's going to heal the wounded immediately just to know that the FBI is on the job. The same FBI whose snipers shot Vicky Weaver in the face through the cabin door while she was holding her infant daughter, while they were there to clean up yet another ATF mess. Oh, the same FBI that assisted in the murderous siege of the religious compound at Waco as they assisted in cleaning up yet another ATF mess. The same FBI that was very aware of a very real threat in Parkland, Florida back in 2018 and did nothing to prevent the slaughter there. Yes. And the same FBI that was active, very active in a sham investigation into President Trump for 2 years, concocting and creating evidence and burying other evidence that would have exonerated him of their false, spurious, fallacious investigation. The same FBI that conducted a heavy-handed pre-dawn raid upon Roger Stone's house with automatic weapons in the early morning hours. Yes, an old man busting his door open and pointing weapons in his face. Yeah, the same FBI. I'm so relieved that the FBI is on the job, baby. Back to the article. The Tops supermarket targeted in Saturday's attack is located near the areas of Maston Park and Kingsley in the heart of Buffalo's unarmed, defenseless black community. The suspect drove to Buffalo to the Tops market heavily armed. Gee, what could go wrong? Wearing tactical gear and had a camera where he was live streaming what he was doing, said the Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia. Investigators are reviewing a purported manifesto posted online in connection with the mass shooting, two federal law enforcement officials told CNN. First of all, notice something. It's always funny that when, you know, the people are getting riled up about government misbehavior, that it always seems to be a very convenient mass shooting pops up. Yeah, I'm not going to put the tinfoil hat on just yet, but there's something stinks about all this. Also, notice the similarities between this scumbag and many other spree shooters. You know, a manifesto, body armor, tactical gear, tactical weapons. This is what I train against, and so should you, okay? Let me take a little sidebar here for training. You need to train against this kind of crap, or it's just going to continue. You know why this guy did what he did? Because so many others have been successful in doing the same thing against unarmed, defenseless people. We, the people, need to be our own first responders and train for headshots at a minimum of 50 feet. That's what I train at. And I train to do so under stress and duress. And you should too, especially for scumbags like this that are wearing body armor and wielding semi-automatic rifles and stuff against unarmed, defenseless people. This is what I train against, people. This is what you need to train against. That little pocket 380 you stuff into your pocket or your purse ain't going to do the job against somebody like this. There are literally people just like this who wage war against us, the citizenry here in America, regularly, obviously, by the reports. That's what you need to train against. That's what you need to harden yourself as a target against. Yes. Look, these people up there in Buffalo, they had no idea this was going to happen, and they were sitting there flat-footed and not ready because, number one, they were unarmed and defenseless. They had no idea, and it took them totally by surprise, and the only thing they could do at that point was run. People, if there are people amongst us who wage war against us, that's what we need to be training against. You understand what I'm saying now? Train for the worst possible threat you could possibly encounter and be armed and able. Be armed and able against it. I can't stress this enough. CNN has obtained a portion of the live stream taken from the point of view of the shooter as he's driving into the supermarket's parking lot. The shooter, who is seen in the rearview mirror wearing a helmet, is heard saying, "Just got to go for it," before he pulls into the front of the store. Wow. That's just totally sick. "Oh, I just got to go for it." He's basically emboldening himself and talking himself into doing what he's about to do. In the video, unarmed, defenseless store patrons can be seen walking through the parking lot as the suspect drives up. The suspect then shot 4 unarmed, defenseless people in the store's parking lot, Grimaglia said. 3 of those unarmed, defenseless individuals died and one survived, Grimaglia said. He then walked into the market and began shooting at unarmed, defenseless customers in the store. A supermarket security guard, a retired Buffalo police officer, fired multiple shots at the suspect, but the suspect's tactical gear, the body armor he was wearing, protected him from the officer's shots. Why? Well, because he was aiming at center mass. That's why. Yes, I know we're all taught to aim at center mass. People in this day and age, you better train for headshots. Or Train for at the belt or below. Aim for the lower portion of the trunk where the armor does not cover. Start there, and then once you soften them up with a couple of shots to the groin, move your aim up. Listen to me. This is why, like I said, this is why I trained for headshots at 50 feet under stress. You should too. Again, if the guy walks in, he's wearing a tactical vest, and you have the ability and the weapon to take him down, if you're under a severe case of nerves, aim at the belt line and below first. Pump multiple shots in there. With any luck, you'll shatter the pelvis or the hip, and you'll drop them. And they won't be able to have any more forward or rearward motion. They won't be able to move. They probably still be able to use their arms, and they're still a threat. But that's when you take the time to take a really critical headshot or four. The suspect fatally shot the security guard and continued going through the supermarket, working toward the front of the store, where he encountered armed Buffalo police officers. I added the word armed. Armed, as opposed to unarmed, defenseless. Notice how the entire situation changed immediately with the presence of armed good guys. What if all the people in there, or half the people, or a quarter of the people in that supermarket were armed against that kind of a threat and trained against that kind of a threat? If you think it really is too much of a burden to put upon yourself to train tactically with your handgun, I'm going to tell you right now, you could be very instrumental in shutting down one of these scumbags when they walk in and start shooting unarmed, defenseless people. This is why I train. This is why I do what I do. And this is why I train other people to do the same thing. Because it is vital. There are scumbags. There are evil pieces of trash who write manifestos about their hatred and vomit it all over the online verse. So just puke it out all over the place for everybody to see. And they use that to embolden themselves to go do this kind of trash, this kind of crap, this kind of evil. People, these are the threats that we need to be armed against. We're going to take a brief commercial break for Royce's blood pressure, because it's going to launch again after the commercial break, I guarantee you, because I've got a few things to say about all this media crap and everything that comes out in the aftermath of these things, blaming me, blaming you, blaming the GOA, blaming NRA and every other Second Amendment advocacy group. So let's hear from my sponsors first, and we'll take a little breather. You can get something to drink, get you a sandwich, whatever, but get yourself right back here in front of the speaker, because we got more to go on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. My buddies out at WJS Guns in Merritt Island, Bill Stasak and Dalton and Troy and the gang out there do a fine job taking care of all their customers, including law enforcement officers who want to buy Blue Label firearms. He's a Blue Label dealer for multiple manufacturers. Also, very female friendly. They do a great job serving all of their customers. They will get you squared away and well regulated in your Second Amendment rights. He offers handguns, long guns, a great selection of 1791 gun leather brand holsters. Also, body armor, ammunition, magazines. What are you looking for? Bill's got you covered out there at WJS Guns. Check him out at WJSGuns.com. If you want to do some fishing, he's got you covered with fishing tackle. Bill is a total outdoor store. WJSGuns.com. Check him out there. Do make sure you tell him you heard about him on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. ShootingClasses.com. If you are a firearms instructor, that's the only logical place to run your firearms business from. ShootingClasses.com. You can set up your page there, set up your profile, set up your classes, take payments there. Your certificates are auto-generated. Rosters are auto-generated. And also sends emails out to your students before the class, reminding them at least a week or two out they have a class coming up. And I can't find any other platform out there where it makes sense to run your business from if you're a firearms instructor. Everything's right there. Even if you want to print your financial reports come tax time, it's all right there at shootingclasses.com. If you're a student, set up an account out there and you get matched up with some serious, serious firearms instructors. Men like David Boone Benton, Israel Matos, Chris Tonto Ferranto, and guys like that, Bill Orndorff, Bruce Corey. Those are the guys that actually founded shootingclasses.com. It's genius. And it simply doesn't make sense to try to run your business from any other platform. Shootingclasses.com.
Counter-Strike Tactical is the best little gun store in Melbourne and proud sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Visit us at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and see the custom AR builds by Anthony Vallejo, owner and combat veteran, plus go-to weapons brand rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, handguns, ammo, tactical rifle accessories, and more. Anthony also offers laser engraving and Cerakote. So stop in at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and visit the best little gun store in Melbourne. Or call 321-499-4949 and tell Anthony that Roy sent you.
I'm Stephen Shoemaker, and I serve as a Sergeant E5 in the United States Marine Corps. Throughout the Corps' rich history, the rifle has been the go-to weapon of choice for all Marines, as we defended ourselves, our brothers, and our country. I am proud to be part of go-to weapons and to have a hand in building high-quality rifles and pistols on the AR platform. Weapons that I would confidently carry into any area of operations as my go-to. We built rifles for both the military and the civilian market. We know quality. We build quality. We are quality. Go-To Weapons. Check us out at go2weapons.com. Semper Fi.
Big thank yous to Bill Stasak and the boys out of WJS Guns, and to Bruce Corey and Izzy Matos and Boone Benton and Tonto Peranto, and also Bill Orndorff out at shootingclasses.com. My buddy Anthony out at Counter-Strike Tactical, and Cody and the boys out of Go-To Weapons. I really appreciate you guys keeping this show alive with your gracious and generous sponsorship. It means a lot to me, and I cannot thank you enough. So what happened when the police showed up, armed good guys, bringing the heat back to the bad guy who was pouring the heat out on unarmed, defenseless victims there in Buffalo, New York? Well, what did he do? Well, suddenly he puts his gun to his own neck, holding himself hostage. Yeah, tough guy. At which point, two Buffalo officers, the article says, talked him into dropping his gun. Well, too bad we couldn't talk you into dropping him. It'd save the city of Buffalo and the state of New York lots of money. He dropped the gun and then took off some of his tactical gear and surrendered to police, officials said. Police arrested the suspect and transported him to Buffalo police headquarters. The Buffalo mayor, Byron Brown, he said, this is the worst nightmare that any unarmed, defenseless community can face. And we're hurting and we are seething right now as an unarmed, defenseless community. The depth of pain that unarmed, defenseless families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained. I believe that, Mayor. I really do. There's nothing worse than feeling helpless in the face of that, especially knowing that the state has taken from you your right to defend yourself against it. Topps Friendly Market released a statement following the shooting saying it is shocked and deeply saddened. And I believe you. Yep, I really do. I'm very glad that you guys even had an armed security guard there. But good for you. At least you'd taken some steps to protect your customers. That's better than some of them down here and even Florida have done. They said, we appreciate the quick response by local law enforcement and are providing all available resources to assist authorities in the ongoing investigation. Well, unfortunately, that response was not quick enough, and nor could it ever be quick enough, because the citizens of New York, and Buffalo in particular, are unarmed and defenseless. And now I'm going to launch, because I'm just sick to death of the typical reactions and responses by the media, by crooked, corrupt politicians, Democrat, communist, and rhinos alike, and the response by pro-infringement groups like Moms Demand Action and the Giffords Group and all the others that seem to love to pontificate in the aftermath of these kinds of tragedies. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, Royce is very, very pissed off. And I'm pissed off because of the constant responses that are aired after each one of these tragedies. I really am. This kind of stuff that just fries me. I mean, the blood on the ground is still warm, and all the media pukes come out, and all the politicians and all the pro-infringement anti-rights groups come out and wade through the blood, stand atop the dead bodies, and use it as their little personal bully pulpit. I'm going to tell you right now, listen to me carefully. The shooter, and the shooter alone, is responsible for this. He was not enabled by a firearm, necessarily, even though it was the tool that he used. He could have used anything. And he wasn't enabled by the NRA. He was not enabled by the Gun Owners of America. He was not enabled by the Second Amendment Foundation. None of them are responsible. He was not enabled by the 100 million plus lawful responsible gun owners. He alone is responsible. Not me, not you, not any of the lawful responsible gun owners here in America, whether individually or collectively. But yet, what's the media do? They come right out and they start taking pot shots at me, at you, at the NRA, at GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, Florida Carry, and all other pro-Second Amendment advocacy groups. In spite of the fact that the scumbag alone is responsible, I will say this, the very people that are responsible for institutionalizing gun control in New York and creating giant pools full of victims in waiting, unarmed, defenseless victims in waiting in other states and cities across America. The people that are responsible are the legislators like Chuck Schumer. Yeah, like Nancy Pelosi and all the others who just crow about we need stronger gun laws after each one of these things. The Moms Demand Action type groups and the media, they were all indeed contributors to yet another murderous shooting rampage by another manifesto-writing scumbag with a gun wearing tactical gear and body armor. You guys did help. You aided. You abetted in this by institutionalizing gun control in New York. These people were not just institutionalized, or they weren't just put under gun control laws by the legislative process passing illegal laws. They were done so, they were institutionalized into it by a constant media barrage of lies. The shooter, like 98%, actually 98.5% of all other such shooters, was enabled by gun control laws. Millions of unarmed, defenseless New Yorkers are totally at the mercy of madmen like this because they're required by law to remain in a constant state of defenselessness and maintain a victim-in-waiting status. So next time one of these guys decides he wants to come prey upon them, he can. Oh, but the police, just call the police, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, because you citizens, you can't be trusted to defend yourselves. Then why do you put fire extinguishers all over the place for ordinary citizens to grab and attack the fire? Oh, but you're not certified firefighters. You can't fight that fire. Yeah, that's about the same level of absurdity that they apply to the gun control debate. Mm-hmm. So for all of you deceitful, twisted, lying scumbags in the media, and you pro-infringement types like Shannon Watts and Gabby Giffords and the Brady Group, and you criminals in Congress, and you filthy degenerates, you once again leap atop the dead and wounded to use them as your unwitting martyrs for your suicidal cause of civilian disarmament, and you falsely accuse constitutional conservatives like me and like my listeners for this murderer's actions. I say to you all, you did this, not me and my fellow keepers and bearers. You did this. You campaigned for the laws that enabled this shooter. You, media maggots, you told lies about lawful, responsible gun owners in your attempts to disarm the populace. You defamed us. You denigrated us. You denounced us as murderers in waiting simply for exercising our rights freely, safely, and responsibly, while the real murderers in waiting were licking their chops and plotting their next slaughter of innocent people, unarmed, defenseless innocent people. And the fruition of your perverted efforts was the enabling of yet another slaughter. I lay this at your feet. You want to try to lay it at mine? No, it lays at yours. Yes, I hold you all absolutely responsible. I reject all of your fallacious accusations against me and my fellow keepers and bearers, and I denounce you, and I hold you to a very true degree of responsibility because you own it. You want to turn around and try to lay it at my feet? No, you own it. You pro-infringement groups, you're the ones that campaigned for these laws that left them defenseless. You politicians that helped to enact and enforce them, you laid the groundwork for this murder, this mass murder. You did it. Don't you point your nasty little finger at me and try to make me accept guilt that is not mine. I don't own it. You do. The target was soft. And the bad guy knew it. How did he know it? Because he was familiar with all the gun control laws in the state of New York. He knew full well that the chances of meeting armed resistance from his victims was practically zero, because he knew the laws of New York and that they require all citizens to be unarmed and defenseless. He knew he would be successful in his demonic deeds. Why? Gun control. He knew that none of his defenseless victims would be wearing tactical vest or body armor, nor would they have the tactical rifle like he did, because the state of New York has outlawed those items for the law-abiding public. So what enabled him? What aided him? What abetted him? Gun control. Gun control kills. In short, the shooter, this shooter in particular, like all the other shooters, exploited gun control laws to his advantage, and he was aided and abetted thereby to do what he did. I lay this at your feet, all of you Shannon Wattsers out there, and you Gabby Giffords, and all of you others out there weeping and wailing for more gun control in the face of these kinds of things. Just like you politicians, you media maggots, you anti-rights pro-infringement groups, in the aftermath of these senseless murder sprees, repeatedly lay the blame at the feet of lawful, responsible keepers and bearers. From this day forth, and for as long as I draw breath, I will lay it at your feet, where it rightfully belongs, because you have been and you are now the enablers of mass murder. And now you pollute the airwaves of radio, TV, with the stench of your sanctimony and your feigned concern, when the truth is, deep down inside, you're glad, you're thankful for yet another mass murderer and his deeds, because now you have even more imagined justification to continue your efforts to further disarm the public. Truth be told, you can't wait for the next one so you can once again exploit yet another mass murder for your own political aims. May God have mercy upon you, you wretched, vile, maggot-infested scumbags. I am not in a good mood right now because I am sick to death of you nasty, vile, hate-filled, murderous people enabling murderers like this and then turning around and pointing your finger at me. You people are disgusting beyond measure. How do you live with yourself? How do you sleep at night knowing what a liar you are? Yes, this has been a short episode of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast because it dealt with one subject and one subject only. Thanks for putting up with my rant on this episode, and we'll have another one coming out in a couple of days. But I wanted to get my two cents in out there to counter the fallacious and false accusations being leveled against lawful gun owners and the Constitution and the right to keep and bear arms, and the vilifying of all of us and those things. As I said, from this day forth and forevermore, and as long as I draw breath, every time one of these things happens, I will lay the blame where it belongs, and it's not at my feet. It's not at the NRA's feet. It's not at GOA's feet. It's at no one's feet but the murderer's feet and all of those who aided and abetted him. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. Keep your powder dry. And people, please, 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 I beg you, start training and training in earnest against these type of threats. They're only going to get worse because the governments, the state governments, and the federal governments are not prosecuting bad, evil people. And it has emboldened them to do stuff like this. We have to be our own first responders. Keep your powder dry and never forget, incoming rounds always have the right of way. I'll see you on the next episode. Royce out. So turn it on.